So a couple days ago, I did a blog post on Mary Victrix about Dom Chatard's comments on something he calls custody of the heart or guarding the heart in his book, Soul of the Apostolate. And I connected that with what St. Paul has to say about the armor of God. And when St. Paul talks about the armor of God, he's really talking about defending ourselves against not flesh and blood, but against the powers of the world of darkness, against principalities and powers, against Satan and his minions. So when St. Paul talks about arming ourselves and taking up the sword of Christ, he's first of all talking about our own interior life, guarding our own heart. And this is really important because as knights or apostles of Christ who are called to protect and defend the church, the honor of the Blessed Mother, the honor of Christ, to protect souls and our families, we have to realize that first of all, we need to protect ourselves and nurture our own interior life. And Dom Chatard wrote this book called The Soul of the Apostolate precisely for that reason. He wanted us to realize that the interior life and the apostolic life are integrally connected, and that while our interior life must bear fruit by apostolic works, our apostolic works can't really be fruitful unless we are, first of all, maintaining our own spiritual life. Saint Ignatius of Loyola also emphasizes this very much when he talks about the two standards in the spiritual exercises, the standard of Christ and the standard of the devil. And it has an apostolic dimension, but it's first of all an interior dimension. Our soul is the city of God, and we have to protect it. We have to build up walls around it. We have to guard our hearts. And once we have done that, then we can go forth and promote the spiritual welfare of souls, which we have to do. But the standard of Christ is first of all something that we have to plant in our own hearts, and we have to maintain that regimen by which we can make sure that happens. That's guarding the heart. It's so very important. And that's what St. Paul is talking about, really, when he talks about the armor of God. In the last 20 years or so, there's been a great resurgence in apologetics, Catholic apologetics, in this effort to communicate the faith to those who don't believe. And this was something that the Second Vatican Council was very concerned about. In the document on the Church in the Modern World, Gaudium et Spes, it makes it very clear that we need to formulate our apostolic life in ways that the modern world is going to understand. But the problem is that while we speak the language of the world and are able to communicate with it, we need to evangelize it and not be evangelized by it. So while apologetics is very important, and it's such a blessing that there's been this resurgence, there needs to be more than apologetics. There needs to be a intensification of the apostles' interior life. Dom Chatard talks about how when we maintain our interior life, that what happens is that the supernatural life radiates through us to those around us. And he says that this is far more important than any kind of apostolic technique or accommodation to the language of the world that we could ever that we could ever make use of in order to communicate our apostolate. In fact, he says that certain things like youth groups, which in his own day, and this was back in the earlier part of the 20th century, youth groups that were making use of games and things that would attract the kids, like bands and stuff like that. He was calling them crutches. He wasn't saying they were useless, because of course, for example, John Bosco himself used magic and magic tricks and things like that to attract people. But he did say they were crutches, and that they could never substitute a real development of the interior life. And Dom Chatard comments that Pius X told a number of cardinals that what was needed more than anything else in the church was a group of laymen in their parishes who were well-formed and prepared to spread the faith among their confreres, among their companions in their parishes. And that means, again, before anything else, a real deep interior life. So take a look at that blog post on Mary Victrix and pray about what you can do to intensify your own interior life by being faithful to prayer. Men, more than anyone, in a sense, who are called to action, need to make sure that they're guarding their hearts, guarding their interior life, carving out space and time every day to make sure that they nurture their union with Christ. Because after all, in the end, whatever work we do as apostles and knights for Christ has to really be His work and not just our own. It can't be just our own personal inspiration. It has to be inspiration that comes from God. And we need to pray for that, and we need to pray for discernment so that we can put on the armor of God and fight for Christ. But first of all, live that fight in our own lives, in our own effort to be converted and live for Christ alone. So until next time, this is Father Angelo for Standing Fast. God bless you and Ave Maria.
Ad Jesum per Maria.